Hi, I'm Rusty Komori, and this is Beyond the Lines on ThinkTech Hawaii. I was the head coach of the Punahou School Boys Varsity Tennis Team for 22 years, and we were fortunate to win 22 consecutive state championships. This show is based on my books, Beyond the Lines and Beyond the Game, and it's about leadership, character, and creating a superior culture of excellence. My special guest today is the CEO of Premier Modeling Agency. He is Doug Lang, and today we are going beyond modeling.
Okay.
Hey, Doug, welcome to Beyond the Lines.
Hey, Rusty, great to see you. How you doing, buddy?
Doug, you and I have been friends for many, many years. I'm so proud of your success in leading Premier Modeling Agency. I mean, you've been doing such a great job impacting so many people in a positive way. But can you share a bit about your background?
Sure. First of all, Rusty, I want to say I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me. It's always great to see you. A little bit about my background. Well, originally, I was born in England. My mom's British. My dad is from Long Island, New York. I moved to the States when I was about 5 years old, to Hawaii when I was five. I often make the joke that I was genetically engineered to do this particular job because my mother owned a modeling school for many years. My dad was in fashion boutiques. My grandfather on my mother's side was in charge of a labor union in London. And my other grandfather was a self-made real estate millionaire who married a model. So there you go. And then I grew up in Hawaii. Iolani boy, and then I went to UH.
Wow, Doug, I love hearing that. I mean, you were born to do this, and
literally,
I know that Premier Modeling Agency is Hawaii's largest full service modeling agency. And can you share about the types of services that you provide?
Certainly. Well, we provide models and actors, and we also provide production and coordinating support. The types of models that we provide are high fashion. We do a lot of lifestyle resort work as well, lifestyle models. We have actors that we see on the shows. We have models for the Japanese market. We have models and actors for the local vendors, you know, the Hawaiian Airlines, the local ad agencies, banks, and et cetera. Yeah. And then we also place models all over the world.
Jeez. Doug, your director of models and talent is Amber Stone. I know Amber for many years now as well. And why do you tell me about the impact that Amber is making with your company? And why do you both work so well together?
Well, you know, I looked, you know, long and hard to find the perfect complement and someone who could carry the torch into the future. And, you know, for many years, and I found it in Amber Stone. She's just a dynamic individual. She ran three of the preliminary pageants for Miss Hawaii for a long time. She's a former model, actress, pageant girl herself. And she's just an overall dynamic individual who has such a passion for this business. And, you know, that I'm really feel comfortable about her. And I feel like we actually have two bosses. We have like two CEOs running, you know, this company right now. And she's also a great human being and we get along famously. And, you know, I'm really excited for the future that we're building together with Premier.
Oh, I completely agree with you. Amber's such a great person. And Doug, Amber's daughter, Mahina Napoleon, is one of your young models. And she is featured on NCIS Hawaii, one of our big hit TV shows. Why is Mahina having such great success?
Well, as it is in this industry, it's a sort of a combination of preparation and timing. You know, she worked for many years in musical theater and plays and acting and singing and doing all these things without even knowing if this opportunity would ever come up. And when it did, she knocked it out of the park and she plays the role of Julie Tennant, which is Vanessa Lachey's daughter on the show. And then also she's on the she also became in the last year a series regular on the Walking Dead new series spinoff. Yeah. So she's doing really, really well. And it's fun for me because I represented her and been getting her modeling job since she was like 4 years old. I think she was doing Walmart ads when she was like four. And now at like 12 to see what she's blossomed into. It's just incredible and very gratifying.
So Doug, when you have these young models and talent, boys and girls, what do you focus on to really help them develop?
Well, you know, first and foremost, we really try and get them some great images so they can put their best foot forward. And with kids, you know, it's, you sort of want to wait and see to see if they really take a liking to this industry. You don't want to force them into it. You want to make, you want to see if they excel and then take it from there. And then if they do excel and they do have an interest, then that's the time when you want to give them guidance. Like, you know, if they want to take acting classes or get involved in youth theater and other things like that. But in the beginning, you just want to get them good images and see where they're at.
Well, you know, when I was young, I was very introverted, shy. It's not until maybe I was in high school that I started, my personality started to come out. But how do you get some of these youngsters to really get their personality to come out, especially when they're doing modeling photo shoots?
By youngsters, do you mean young adults or children?
The children.
Well, like I said, for the kids, it's depending on how old they are. It's really about what they are inside, but it's also being very supportive and giving them, you know, lots of positivity and positive feedback. And if it's in them, you know, then it'll come out.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Doug, you also represent former Miss Hawaii, Lauren Teruya. And yeah. Lauren is so photogenic. And what are some things, some reasons why you love Lauren?
Well, you know, there's so much to Lauren. She's probably the most talented, intelligent, beautiful woman that it's almost weird that so much talent and beauty and intelligence can be all in one person. I mean, not only is she beautiful, but she can sing, she dances, she acts, she's very gracious, and she's usually the smartest person in the room when she walks into it. So, you know, she's a triple, quadruple threat girl. So.
Yeah, I've seen her perform. I mean, she's such a great singer. And yeah, the future is super bright for her. And Doug, you also represent former Miss Hawaii USA Moani Hara, who I know for many years. And Moani just recently was on Magnum PI. And Moani has done multiple commercials and cover. She's been a cover model. And
certainly.
Doug, why is Moani so dynamic?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I want to say being around Moani, I've represented her for many years, and seeing her personal growth has been incredible on this journey. You know, she just takes it. So she just prepares very well. She's very gracious. She's humble. She works hard, and you know, and she has the natural attributes to go along with it. And if you have both, then you're going to do well. And it's just been fun to watch her on her journey and grow into the woman that she is today.
Now, Doug, you've seen the front side and the back side of photo shoots and modeling and commercials, and a lot of people think that modeling is super glamorous, which it is. But what are some of the toughest parts that you see behind the scenes?
Do you mean in regards to a photo
shoot? The actual work and the photo shoots and just the behind the scenes stuff, the preparations. Because oftentimes they'll be on the beach, in the water, in sand for hours and hours trying to just get, you know, some of those key photos, right?
Yeah. So I think maybe one of the misconceptions is that, you know, you could shoot all day and you might get only like but you're only looking to get 5 or 6 different images. Yeah. Sometimes you have to act natural in cold water. You know, it's also keeping your energy up and staying positive on a long shoot day. That could be kind of draining, you know, and just an overall general being positive in this industry, because, you know, If you go out in 10 auditions and you get 3, that's great. But you're going to, it's like playing baseball. You bat 300, you're doing really well, but keeping positive throughout that process.
Now, I looked at your female models in your portfolio, and you have such a wide range of incredible female models. Now, what goes in to really getting that perfect picture?
Well, you know, it's a team effort. Typically, you need to have a good concept. You need to have a good photographer, makeup artist, stylist, obviously a great model. And, you know, and in the end, it's about frequency of getting quality images. Like if I took you to the beach all day, Rusty, and we shot all day long, I shot you all day long, I'd probably get one or two, you know, but if you have a great crew, then maybe you're like every other image or every third image is going to be great. And it's going to be more productive for the client. They're going to have more options and everybody wins.
Yeah.
So it's right, a team now, effort.
Total. Totally. And right there, Sina Lukes that was just on screen there, she's really photogenic. Why does she photograph so well? Does it come naturally to some people, or do you have to really train?
Well, it's both. Some people just light up in front of a camera for whatever reason. Others need to work at it. Now, Sina is ridiculously beautiful, but she also has a really expansive social media platform. So she's constantly shooting herself. And I think that, you know, the repetition, as you know, practice makes perfect. So I think she's really aware of her angles, her strengths, her weaknesses. I don't know what they would be, but, you know, she's aware of that. And I think the fact that she's doing it every day has really helped her even nail it down even more. Yeah.
Yeah, you're so right about practicing and just doing it, having that repetition. And Doug, you bought a bunch of my books some years ago for some of your models, some of your clients to really inspire them. What are some things that you liked about the books?
Well, I did like something that resonated with me was just the beginning of like, you know, don't snooze, make your bed, get something accomplished, you know, and it's kind of funny that weekend that I started doing that. The following week, I signed one of my top models that I've ever worked with, one of my favorite models I've ever worked with. She was working in a gelato stand outside of Neiman Marcus. And I signed her, and we've been working together for about 4 or 5 years. She's in LA now, making it happen over there. And I just think it just, you know, about starting that momentum. Also, what I really liked was your chapter about staying in control. You know, whenever there's sort of an adverse situation or high pressure situation, granted, it's a lot easier said than done, but, you know, that's something I took to heart. And anytime that, you know, I have any sort of emotional response to any situation, if I can wait to deal with it, then I do until I, you know, I'm in a good spot to be pragmatic about everything and then do what's best for my models and the business.
Oh, I'm so happy you brought up about staying in control right there and really maintaining poise and composure. And I also like how you said earlier about, you know, when the alarm goes off, we wake up, we don't snooze. And the second thing we do is we make our bed and
we get something done and then we move on to the next task. Absolutely. Yep.
Yes, for sure. And Doug, I want to ask you about some of your male models. Modeling, it's like we said earlier, for some people, it looks like it comes easy, but you have such a great portfolio of male models as well. Mm-hmm. What do you do to build the confidence in the models?
Well, you know, if you're not it helps to have confidence going in, you know. But, you know, if I see like a male model that I think has a lot of aptitude and he hasn't really done that, started modeling yet, which is sometimes common because a lot of, you know, best looking guys are very sort of rugged outdoors fit guys. And it doesn't, you know, they have to get dragged into modeling because it's not where they're already, you know, originally kind of going for. And then they find out they enjoy it. So, you know, you just try and be as supportive and you get them good photos. You get them working with a photographer their first initial time. That's going to give them a lot of direction, make them feel comfortable, you know, and then baby steps. And then you get them into like, you know, a smaller type project where there's not too much pressure. And then you get them the really kind of fun, bigger ticket jobs. And, you know, and then they build momentum from there.
So when you're watching a photo shoot, Doug, and you see these photographers trying to make the models comfortable, what are some things that they do, these photographers do to try to really make them feel comfortable to really get some of these perfect pictures?
Well, what I've seen is that they also, like I said, they give a lot of direction, but then also when they are getting something good from the male model, lots of positive feedback. Oh yeah, this is great. This is amazing. And then, you know, and then maybe they'll stop and show the model the actual images on the camera so they can see how it's turning out. Like anything, you know, you want to just be really positive and you want to give a lot of direction and just sort of nurture in the beginning. And then after that, when they got some confidence, then you let them rock and roll.
Now, I always say that, you know, when I would be training my players, that we can be 99% confident, but 1% doubt is a confidence killer. So we need to be 100% confident all the time. When I see a lot of your models, I mean, you can, they always say a picture says a thousand words, right? And when I see your models, you can just have that feeling, that sense, they have that look that they have that 100% confidence. What do you think about that?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with where the agency is within the industry. We're sort of the top choice for many professionals. We represent a lot of the top lifestyle models interest in Hawaii. And the best models in America, they have agencies in every city. They have one in LA, Miami, New York, you know, Miami. And then the models here, you know, a lot of the top models and actors, they gravitate towards us eventually. So they're already won that battle where they're confident and they know how to succeed and they know how to put their best foot forward. So I think that's what a lot of it with our board is so strong and why you get that impression. And then, of course, like I said, we do a lot of training and bring up our own as well. And we try and do our best to put them in a situation to succeed. And I also think that, you know, just the way we handle our business and the way that they see that I do things, I think it also maybe rubs off a little bit. I'd like to hope on them as an example.
Doug, I know it rubs off because you're such a great guy. You're so positive. You're so fun, very likable. It definitely rubs off on your clients. And Doug, I obviously for models, they really want to be featured on magazine covers. I mean, it really means a lot. It's almost like a status in a way to be a cover model.
Sure.
And how important is that for, because I know that a lot of your models have been on covers, but can you just tell me more about that kind of impact?
Certainly. Well, if you're a model that's never had a real cover before, a real fashion editorial, it's huge. It just launches your career a little bit more. You have new tear sheets. It just kind of raises your status. It also raises, you know, gives me the ability to negotiate higher rates for you in the future. It's definitely a turning point. You know, it's a little milestone in a model's career. If you're a fashion model and that's what you're trying to do. Yeah.
Now, Doug, in terms of having an online presence, is it how important is it to really have an online presence to just have more popularity, to have a better chance of being a cover model?
Well, having a strong online presence is critical these days for a few reasons. First, if you have a large following, then clients love that. And then you can also, you know, do add-on deals to your booking where maybe you do a BTS video or you do a post for them. And so you can increase revenue. Also, a lot of clients, even if you don't have a huge following, having a really great, you know, IG is really important because a lot of clients will check your Instagram page if it's available to get a little bit more information about you, to see what you're into and get a little bit better vibe about, you know, how you pose and your personality. So it's key these days. It's absolutely.
Now, I know that there's a stepping stone. You said earlier about some of these national or international connections that you have for your models. But if we're looking at two situations, one is to really develop your models to be as great as they can in Hawaii, let's say. Mm-hmm. And then what does it take for them to get to that next level nationally or internationally?
Well, it's about the market and it's about whether or not your look is right for that market. So, you know, in Hawaii, we have a lot of Eurasian models, and that's really big in Asia, you know. So, however, you can be any ethnicity and succeed in America for the most part. You know, it just depends what your goals are and what you're trying to do and your aptitude and if they can all come together and we're going to try and help them reach their goals, you know.
Doug, I've had some famous actors on my show, and when your models and who are also actors go to auditions, they often hear the word no a lot, and it affects their mindset. Their mindset has to be strong. What do you train, and how do you train your models or actors to really be able to handle the word no?
That's a good question. I don't know so much say I can train anybody. That's something within themselves they have to figure out. But something I do tell them that it's about perspective. Yeah, the models that typically have the healthiest perspective are an outlook are the ones that don't take it too seriously. It's like, okay, I have this look and people want to pay me money and that's great. But it's the ones that sort of try and derive some sort of value, self-value from being a model and an actor. Sometimes that puts too much pressure on them. But that's a battle that, unfortunately they kind of got to wage themselves. But, we, like I said, we always try being positive, supportive, and help them have the appropriate perspective.
Oh, I completely agree with you, Doug. And because a lot of it, isn't it the, if the whoever's doing the hiring, they're looking for a certain look or a certain fit, right? So it's not necessarily that person is not good enough, but it just might not be the right fit. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And these days, because I have so many strong working relationships with clients, and there's less in-person auditions. So a lot of times models are being submitted and I'm pushing for them, and then I'm just going to them saying, "Oh, I got, they may have been rejected 10 times, but they don't know it." And I'm just going up to them like, "Oh, here, we got a direct booking for you. Here's another fun job for you." So they're only just getting positive. And I think that really helps too.
And Doug, we know it's really important for models and actors to really find the right agency to really work with them, to represent them.
Certainly.
What sets your premier modeling agency apart from others?
Well, in a few ways. First, I think we probably are the largest agency with the strongest talent board in Hawaii, and we're involved in every sort of aspect that's happening out here. There might be other agencies that sort of rival us or compete with us in different markets, but I don't think there's any other agency that has as much as is represented in all markets. We have great actors, we have great fashion models, we have great lifestyle models, we have great models for the Asian market. We have local models for the local ad agencies. We also do placement, and we're really branching out with theatrical placement now in LA, helping actors find representation and management out there so they can go from the next level, getting them on the shows here so they build their reel and then getting momentum and having even more success in LA. I don't think there's any other agency right now that can do all that.
Yeah, you guys are definitely very dynamic in what you do. And Doug, I want to focus on leadership right now, but about you. Can you share a big challenge that you deal with as CEO?
Interesting. Well, I think it's sort of that's an all-encompassing question. I think it's always being able to look forward, and then also, when you're in charge, when you have your business, you're either going a million miles an hour because you're so busy, or if it's slow, you're worried about it's a little slow and will it get busy again and what I got to do. So I think it's a lot of it's about time management and being able to take a step back every once in a while to recharge so you can focus and make the big pushes that you need to.
And Doug, you are very successful. I mean, you've been leading Premier Modeling for many, many years now, and you've just been growing. I mean, it's just been getting so much better and better. I mean, right when you think you've hit the ceiling, I mean, you go beyond that ceiling, and then you reach another ceiling, and you go beyond that. And when you look at other great leaders, what are some things that you and other great leaders do?
That's a good question. I think that, we're constantly trying to improve. We're constantly, we leave our ego at the door. We're critical of our own performance. And we always try and strive to do better for the people around us. Also, I think, well, I don't know if all good leaders do this, but I think integrity is a bit really important in the way you handle your how you handle your staff and your business dealings and your reputation. This industry is all about relationships and reputation. And, you know, you really have to do your best to safeguard that.
So right there, you said about relationships. What do you do to foster and build relationships with maybe your clients or with potential clients?
Well, I think in general, as far as growing relationships, I think one of my greatest strengths is what I would call professional empathy, which is understanding the other person's perspective on the deal. Because, you know, unlike more other businesses, I have two sets of clients. I have talent and I have the people that are hiring the talent. And I have to find a situation that works well for both and makes both parties happy. And I think it's also about looking to the long term, the big picture with these relationships. No short term thinking, you know, and if you have to do a little something extra to make them happy in the present, that's great, because then you'll be making money and working with them for a long time in the future.
I love what you said there about professional empathy. You totally, that's spot on right there, Doug. And is it true that most of your models are part-time, or are some of them full-time? And what are your thoughts about how important it is to have commitment and practicing their trade?
Well, you know, Hawaii overall is a smaller market, so it's going to be tough to be a full-time model and reside in Hawaii. I mean, we definitely have models that make a lot of money and make some of them can work full-time in Hawaii. But for the vast majority, it's going to be part-time money unless you want to go to a bigger market, which is great, you know, or be represented in multiple markets. And then that makes it a little bit full-time, a little bit more feasible.
Wow. No, that's fascinating, because I know a lot of models throughout the years. And I mean, they seem to be pretty busy, but all of them have another job, this, and they do modeling on the side.
Sure.
But oftentimes their modeling, I mean, it starts to blossom into something bigger and bigger, right?
Yeah. I mean, it can be a very lucrative proposition, you know, for some models. And, you know, and then also actors too. All it takes is getting, you know, that making that big break happen, and then you're in another level, you know, so it's great.
It's all about that one big break. And Doug, I want to ask you one more question before we wrap up.
Okay.
What gives you fulfillment?
That's a good question. Well, I think it's finding finding a model or talent or an actor that maybe didn't know they had the aptitude, or maybe they had this dream but didn't know what to do and how to get there. And then to see them progress and go to the next level. And also, if they do that with, you know, dignity, humility, and appreciation, then, you know, I find that really rewarding.
Doug, I feel so proud being able to know you and really watch your success grow throughout the years. And you're a man of great character, and I really want to thank you for joining me on the show today.
Well, Rusty, you know, we've been friends a long time. I'm honored to be here. Thank you for spending some time with me today, and we have to get together soon.
We will. Thanks, Doug. And thank you for watching Beyond the Lines on ThinkTech Hawaii. For more information, please visit rustykomori.com, and my books are available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I hope that Doug and I will inspire you to create your own superior culture of excellence and to find your greatness and help others find theirs. Aloha.
Thank you so much for watching ThinkTech Hawaii. If you like what we do, please like us and click the subscribe button on YouTube and the follow button on Vimeo. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and donate to us at thinktechhawaii.com. Mahalo.